This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You know what they're unveiling today in West Fargo? The first all-electric school bus. That's right. How about that? First one ever.
That's awesome.
They bought a Bluebird Vision electric bus. And it's going to take an inaugural trip, a zero-emission bus. What's interesting about that is a lot of people say, yeah, go, electric bus, that's great, go green. You got to plug in the electric bus, and when you plug in the electric bus, guess what happens? You get fossil fuel, coal-fired power. That's what you get, clean, affordable, reliable energy. So I love the electric bus. I think it's a great idea. But don't think that it doesn't take coal, clean, beautiful coal to power it. Find out more about all this at the Coalition for Secure Energy Future. They have a great website. Get behind this, folks. Get on the team. A lot of misinformation out there, a lot of hidden agendas out there, and you can be part of this effort because we love it. Clean, beautiful coal. Powering it right there. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website. Check it out. Find sponsor for the hour. Trooper Talk coming up here in a couple of minutes. Yes, Trooper Talk is back. We're looking forward to it. Get your calls, questions, comments in at 271-1100. We're still looking for the best burger on the planet Earth. A lot of good suggestions, and we'll have a winner by the end of the program, so keep those coming. Right now we're going to catch up with Chris Kobach. Chris is a part of the We Build the Wall effort that has been working with our friend Tommy Fisher down in El Paso, Texas, showing the federal government how it's done. It's been a wonder, that's for sure. Chris, congratulations on this wonderful effort. How you doing?
Thank you. Doing great. It's a great achievement we've done, as I'm sure many of your listeners may have heard, with all the media coverage of We Build the Walls project. The Army Corps of Engineers told Tommy Fisher, there's no way you can build on that mountain. It's impossible because it's such a steep grade. It climbs 310 vertical feet over the course of half a mile. And I remember when I first saw it, I thought to myself, I'm not exactly sure how high we can build on this mountain. But then when I talked to Tommy and he came down and saw the site, he and his Fisher Industries crew said we can do it. So I just couldn't be more pleased. It's a real, the folks in North Dakota should be proud that a North Dakota company did what the Army Corps of Engineers said couldn't be done.
You know, The folks in North Dakota have been rooting for this all along. There was a story last week in the Washington Post critical of President Trump because he's been personally involved talking to you and others trying to web. It's a classic swamp story. Like all of this is bad. Oh, the president's intervening himself in this process and, you know, trying to upend decades old procurement process. No kidding. Maybe we ought to upend 10 years, decades worth of, procurement process because this thing has been stuck all along. And this weekend proves the Corps has really blown it, doesn't it?
I think it does damage the credibility a little bit when they say it couldn't be done. And bear in mind that the federal government left this gap open for decades. You know, when they built the wall between the city of El Paso and the Mexican city of Juarez, the wall was, you know, obviously it helped, but all you had to do if you were a smuggler in Juarez is just walk a couple miles to the west and walk through this wide open half mile gap that we just plugged. So, you know, the Corps, I think you should have had more faith in Fisher Industries and We Build the Wall to get that we can do it. And, you know, obviously they've been moving very slowly. And I know that the president is personally very frustrated, with, you know, when things don't go fast. He, like the American people, wants a wall and he wants it yesterday. And so, we should be happy that our president is watching the procurement process carefully and asking questions. You know, for too long, bids would get awarded. And, it would sure look like somebody had an inside track on that bid, and maybe the best company didn't get it. So I would hope our elected representatives, including the President of the United States, would look at the procurement process and ask critical questions, because frankly, questions needed to be asked.
Yeah, you were obviously with him. He's shown his frustration to you. He obviously is a fan of yours, a supporter of your candidacy in Kansas, and also using you as a resource on this particular project, which I think is fantastic. What is his, when he talks to Todd Semonite, the general of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, he's not asking for anything unusual, other than just get going, build this thing, build it on time, and get started, is he? I mean, what's he saying to them?
I am not a witness to those conversations, but I have been in the Oval Office talking with the president about the wall construction and things moving along, and he's always just said we want to get it done fast, and we want the best possible wall we can have. So I don't know exactly what his communications are.
Do you think there's a possibility, Chris, that the model that you undertook this weekend in El Paso in building the wall, very difficult circumstances in a very short period of time, very efficiently, at a cost much below what the federal government has been paying, might now be the model on how to build the wall? In other words, just opt out of the government doing it all together, raise the money privately, and then build it and hand it over to the federal government? Could this be the way the entire wall is built?
It could be, and it shows how crowdfunding is so successful. When We Build the Wall got started, I'm someone who's been studying and involved in litigating and immigration law for two decades. And I thought, wow, can that really be done? Could regular people just raise enough money to build a significant amount of wall? And it's extraordinary. The average contribution size has been $67, and we've got over 300,000 people who've contributed. And now that the project is actually, people are seeing, yeah, this is what my money bought, and I want to see project number two, the contributions are speeding up again, and it's amazing. You just, think of it. If $67 is the cost of taking your wife out for a nice date and dinner, instead of going out for dinner one night, stay home, have spaghetti, and say, you know what, honey, we just put another steel bollard up on the southern border. It's pretty amazing how collectively we the people can each take a little tiny step and it can make a difference, as opposed to the federal government. They take our tax money, we don't know where it goes, and then things just seem to take forever.
How do folks help this effort?
Go to WeBuildTheWall, all one word, WeBuildTheWall.us, and there's a link there that can help.
Fantastic. We'll stay in touch, Chris. Thanks and congratulations again.
All right, thank you.
Exciting weekend, that's for sure. All right, we caught up with Chris. He actually was scheduled to join us earlier and had to bump back a little bit, so we wanted to make sure we got that in today on this historic day. A lot of ground to cover. By the way, on my Facebook page, I have the links to the Daily Mail story, the Washington Post story, all these national stories about this effort now, so it is picking up. All right, let's get rolling with Trooper Talk. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome. Any questions that you have for the Troopers today? Sergeant Wade Catermas is here, and Sergeant Travis Scar, he's joining us on the phone, and Wade's in the studio with Todd. Wade, nice to have you back. How are you?
Great. It's good to be here.
Sergeant Scar, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Sergeant Scar, tell us about your average day. What are you doing for the North Dakota Highway Patrol?
I'm currently a patrol sergeant stationed up in Minot.
And Minot is obviously busy little corridor, a lot going on there. 83 connecting with 2. What keeps you most busy?
I guess as a supervisor working in the Northwest region, we're busy with the oil traffic up here. So anything from Watford, Williston to Minot keeps us going on a daily basis.
And Wade, you guys don't come on the program without talking about seatbelt use, because it's a constant effort. This is troopers out there trying to make sure that we're safe, patrolling the roads, but most importantly, giving us advice that, look, we see enough accidents where seatbelts aren't used. We know what happens more often than not when that's the case, so wear them, right?
Correct. Seatbelt use is part of North Dakota's Vision Zero strategy, and I know there's been some talk about the strategy and is it North Dakota needs, is it good for North Dakota? But it focuses on our main areas of concern involving crashes. Obviously, seatbelts are your first line of defense in a crash. Also, we focus on impaired driving, distracted driving, speed and aggressive driving. These focuses haven't really changed over the years. In fact, I think things have only been added to them, like distracted driving. So, you know, we just ask every driver and passenger that get on the road, first of all, protect yourself by wearing your seatbelt. And to all the drivers out there, drive responsibly. Make smart driving decisions.
Sergeant Scar, we don't think twice about a statement that says impaired driving is very dangerous. Alcohol, drug-related crashes can be very dangerous. But you guys see distracted driving every bit as dangerous as impaired driving, right?
Oh, he must have cut off on the phone. But yeah, distracted driving is just as dangerous as impaired driving, no matter how bad a person's injured or if they're killed in a crash. It's the same consequence.
By the way, I have to ask you about a couple of stories that I've heard secondhand, but what you see when it comes to distracted driving out there. We'll do that when we come back. Your questions on any and all topics for the troopers, welcome on What's on Your Mind. Give us a ring. For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com. Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase. Simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
H.A. Thompson and Sons, hey, one of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services. A lot of folks think of them as a Bismarck company. They are. They started there in 1908. A lot of, early Bismarck was, in fact, built by H.A. Thompson and Sons. But over the decades, they've just grown and grown and grown, and now North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, you see those red H.A. Thompson & Sons Truck. 701-223-3393 for a free estimate, financing available. And ask about Link Service, where they provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region, saving a lot of money. Back on Trooper Talk, so we were talking a little bit about distracted driving before the break. Any examples either of you have of things you've heard on people that have been stopped for different things of distracted driving, people actually doing things that that have been observed by troopers and get stopped for in the way of... We won't mention any names, but we will mention the behavior, so maybe it doesn't happen in the future. But wait, Travis, any examples?
I know of an instance where a trooper had stopped an individual for watching Netflix as he was driving.
Oh. I've seen that happening.
Yeah.
Oh my, where was the phone? Like he's watching Netflix, you know, up in the steering wheel or something? Or?
I'm not sure if he had like an iPad or something.
You know, if you got a cell phone holder, you could do that. Or if you got the right vehicle, sometimes you can just set the thing on the dash.
Yeah, you're watching a movie. You're watching a movie while you drive. Very interesting. I have actually seen cell phones propped up in the middle of the steering wheel. I'm always just amazed.
I've seen it Velcroed to the steering wheel as well.
Oh, my. Is that right? So you got to, you know, really go for convenience there. Velcro it right there so you can. Yeah, that's good for a citation. How about reading a newspaper? You ever seen that? That's my favorite. People going down where they literally got both folds of the newspaper over the steering wheel and they're reading the paper.
No, I haven't seen that. I've seen, you know, people putting on makeup, shaving, things like that up here, I guess.
Yeah, not a good idea, folks. Justin in Fargo for the Troopers. What's your question? Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. You guys were just talking about wearing seatbelts and being safe in that regard earlier. I just found out that my son, this is his first year riding the school bus, they don't have seatbelts and aren't supposed to be wearing seatbelts, I guess, in school buses still, and it just kind of blew my mind. If he's riding in my vehicle, he's still young enough to where he has to be in a booster seat, but if we have him in a bus, we don't need seatbelts. Is that correct? I just wanted to catch your take on that.
Correct. There's no federal requirement requiring school buses to have seatbelts. And the way North Dakota's law is written, if a vehicle carries so many people and it's not manufactured with seatbelts, then those riding in that vehicle aren't required to wear a seatbelt.
It just blows my mind that there's so many kids, you know, on these buses without seatbelts still. I guess they're bigger and they're taller, higher up, but that also makes them more prone at tipping, I would imagine. So just not having seatbelts kind of blows my mind, and I can't imagine it takes that much money-wise to install seatbelts on some of these buses. So that's what I had for you.
Appreciate the call, Justin. Thank you very much. Is it different in a bus? I mean, I've this comes up from time to time where people say, how can that be? I've actually heard because of the configuration of a bus and how the seats in front are designed a cushion against any blow or whatever, that actually you can make an argument that seatbelts are not needed in a school bus. I mean, do you buy that, guys?
I guess I would agree with the seating position, just the length between the seat and the backrest. Also, these buses, you know, the color and the safety lights and things like that help for visibility, but I don't know the research on, you know, the exact reason why they haven't been installed or why they're not required.
Gary and Minokin for our guests on Trooper Talk at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Gary.
Good morning. Say, how come North Dakota's never raised its fines on the construction zones? I believe Minnesota's, I think, $300, and Bismarck or North Dakota stuck on 80. You know, that'd maybe detour a little more accidents on the interstates.
I know in the past there's been attempts to raise fines and stuff during the legislature. Or during the legislative process, but none of those have ever gone through. So our laws and our fines are set by through our legislative individuals that we elect. So,
you know, I've seen, like in Minnesota, the fines are a lot higher, you know, for speeding and stuff, and people I was on 80 feet earlier today and doing 70 miles an hour. People are driving by me like I was a turtle.
I know from personal experience, when I've dealt with individuals from out of state and I've given them citations for speeding or maybe some other infractions, at first they're a little worried and nervous and about the type or the amount of fine that they're going to get. But then when we show up and we actually deliver the fine, we get laughed at. And I mean, I've personally been laughed at a few times just because our fines are low.
I've actually had an individual from Canada ask for a second one because as soon as he goes down the road, he's going to do the same speed that the citation that I issued him.
You can't prepay your speeding.
He tried.
What the heck?
He tried. Thanks, Gary.
Oh,
appreciate
God.
That.
Never heard of that one.
A texter says, are hazard lights on a vehicle only to be used when vehicle is stopped? Are there situations where the vehicle can be driven with the hazard and emergency lights on?
Yeah, I actually I use that tactic once in a while with vehicles that may not have taillights. I tell them to drive, you know, to their nearest area to get stopped and activate those hazard lights and use them. You also see them every once in a while with somebody that's responding to an ER or something like that. They'll have it on if, you know, wife's in labor or some emergency came about. They'll use that just to kind of keep people informed of what they're doing.
I've also seen it where if a vehicle is having mechanical issues and they're not able to get up to speed, and they're traveling considerably lower than the speed limit, I've seen them put them on, you know, just to warn other drivers that, hey, listen, my vehicle's having issues. I'm moving slower than regular traffic.
Texter says, another one, it's illegal to smoke in a CDL truck, but yet I see lots of us doing it. Is it something you just don't enforce? Myself, I hate getting into a truck that somebody has smoked in. I see lots of them doing it.
I don't know if it's illegal to smoke in a CDL truck. I know depending on if they're hauling hazardous materials, the type of material they're hauling, they could be prohibited from smoking in there, but that could be a company issue, a company policy that might be set.
All right. Appreciate that. Let's get Ray here. We'll get the question at least. Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know about, having a car seat in the front seat, if that's, like, I don't know what the real rules are. Can you have one in the front seat if there's no airbags? This is in a 1978 car.
Well, a lot of the manufacturers suggest that they're installed in the back seat because that's the safest place to do it. So I would say if you don't have a back seat, then your only option is the front seat.
Is it illegal to have it in the front seat with airbags? Or just a bad idea? I guess we can answer that when we come back.
It's just a bad idea.
Okay, Scott Hillard here. I read a great book recently. I'd love to tell you about it. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles. When I found out it was all about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. It's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon said it reads like Tom Sawyer, and I couldn't agree more. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle. A childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. Order online at Amazon. Makes a great gift for anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com. That's Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New information concerning dozens of tornadoes that touched down in Ohio last night. At least one person died in a tornado that touched down in Salina, about 60 miles north of Dayton. 7 other injuries after that twister struck there.
And a big tornado struck Dayton, not killing anyone that they know of so far, but doing lots of damage, according to Dayton's Mayor Nan Whaley.
We're really proud of our first responders and our leadership, and they have plans in place for these really tough situations.
The Supreme Court striking down part of an Indiana abortion law signed by then-Governor Mike Pence, as it's affirmed that the lower court ruling that invalidated part of the law prohibiting abortion because of gender, race, or disability of the fetus, like Down syndrome, must stand. It's one of several abortion laws that pro-lifers hope will go before the high court soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
What's on your mind? It's Tripper Talk at 28 before the top of the hour. We also have a little contest going on where the best burger is on the Northern Plains. Oh. And we're getting some really, really good suggestions that should make your mouth water. So keep those coming. Last chance to get those in. Wilton is piling up, Todd, with the votes. I got to tell you, hands down, bacon cheeseburger and bacon-wrapped cheese curds. You kidding me?
Are you willing to try that peanut butter on a burger thing?
No. No, I think that's wrong.
And then they put jalapenos on it in addition to that? I mean, whoa.
I've heard strawberry jam and peanut butter on a burger?
It sounds like if you put peanut butter and jalapeno on a burger, you're not tasting beef, and isn't that the whole point of a hamburger?
B-52's in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Awesome burger.
Really?
Close to five napkins there, too. The Valley City Petroserve USA, I would agree, darn good choice. We've had that one before. It's a dandy.
All right, Club 5-8 and Matt's in Minneapolis, if we're stretching that far then. I mean, if we're going to South St. Paul, we might as well include those two. Juicy Lucy at both of those.
What's qualified as a burger? There's tofu burgers, veggie burgers. Those are not burgers.
Those are not burgers.
No, those are frauds. That's fake burgers is what those are. Fake burgers.
Beef burgers. Okay, we'll just say beef burgers. They have to be beef burgers.
Souris River Brewing in Minot. Get the poutine burger, french fries, gravy, cheese curds on a burger. What more could you want?
Okay. But no peanut butter and jalapeno burger.
Another vote for Toasted Frog, downtown Fargo, on Broadway. There's a couple for that one. And yeah, exactly. Anyway, keep them coming. 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Heck of a deal going right now. In fact, it's the best deal they've ever done for radio or TV. Two premium pillows, ladies and gentlemen. Two premium pillows for less than $35 each. You can't make a deal like that up. 800-506-9028 is the number, 800-506-9028, or you can go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. $34.99 a pillow, $69.98 for the two-pack of MyPillow premiums, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. They figured it out. You want a good night's sleep, you want this pillow. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Okay, we had a call before the break about car seats. Can I put one in the front? A car doesn't have airbags. I asked Trooper Wade, is it a law that it can't go in the front seat or just a bad idea, and we know a little bit more about that. Wade, what do we got?
Yeah, there's nothing in Sentry Code that prohibits it from being placed on the front seat. It reads like this. The car seat must be in an approved child, or the child must be in an approved child restraint system in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions or correctly buckled in a safety belt. And that's why we always refer to the manufacturer's instructions of the car seat. So whatever they're suggesting is what we want individuals to follow.
All right, Daryl in Minot had a question about that caller. Daryl, go ahead. You're up.
Yeah, there's two of the best burgers that I can think of. One of them was the one I just ate, and the other one is the one I'm going to have when I'm hungry.
That's solid. That's solid, Daryl. Great contribution. You've never met a burger you didn't like is what your point is there, I believe, right?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other one is I'm curious, all these people that seem to be so enamored with the road signs, if they're so in love with Minneapolis and Minnesota and that, why don't they move over there and leave us alone? This is North Dakota. We're not Minnesota. And it seems like every time I hear that comment, it's from somebody in Fargo, West Fargo, right along up and down the river there. And I don't understand why that they're so enamored with every other state and they don't like ours. If they don't like ours, why don't they move?
So you're saying Fargo's pretty much become Minnesota? Is that what you're saying, Daryl?
I'm beginning to think that because every time I don't know where that caller was from, but everybody else I've talked to when I asked them, they admitted that they were from the eastern part of the state. There's something going on there that I'm not quite sure of.
Enjoy that next burger, Daryl. Thank you for the call. Tripper Wade, Tripper Travis, texter has a question regarding the best excuse for going too fast that you've heard about.
Probably, I don't know if it's ready for radio, but I did have a lady I could tell she really had to go to the bathroom. She had to go number two. And the way she explained it to me, I don't think she could have made it up, so I sent her down the road.
And you had a good story for the effort. I love it. Yeah, okay. And that's fairly common. I think that's come up before, I got to go, right? Sergeant Wade?
Yeah, I've had that, a similar excuse like that as well.
Somebody wants to know, well, this actually was Jesse with Phil Parker of the Morning Show on KFAR. Does crying work when you get pulled over? If somebody is, crying, like, don't do this. Does that work?
I guess it hasn't worked with me personally in the past. You just look at the circumstances. And obviously when we make a stop, we introduce ourselves and we talk to the individuals just to see what's going on. Maybe they do have some type of emergency or something going on. But we do listen to what drivers have to say. And then go about making.
But you can't just simply cry your way onto a ticket, though.
No.
Not going to do it. All right. So the
answer. Sorry, Scott, you can't do it.
That was Jesse's question, not mine. I'm not trying. Christian in Fargo, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Christian, for the troopers.
This is Christian, the non-Christian, calling in again.
Christian Joseph, how are you?
I'm better than Custer, and yourself?
Well, he was just healthy fine. When he left North Dakota, is all I know.
Well, Custer had a bad last day.
Yeah, you should have stayed here. Should have stayed right in North
Dakota.
Anyway. Yeah, your question for the troopers.
I had an experience yesterday that I'd like to share with you, and I'd like to tell you my solution for this problem. I was driving my bike downtown on Broadway, and it's a double yellow line, and the bicycles may use the full lane. It's well posted. On the first few blocks of Broadway, anyway. I don't know how far it goes up. I think it goes to 7th Avenue North. Well, as usual, some jackball had to whip around me over the double yellow line, but this time he did it right in front of three police officers. Now, if that had been me driving my car, I would have been pulled over and examined because all he did was, hurry up to the next red light. Now, it seems like people lose their driving skills over time. I think that we should have a written test of some sort or an online test of some sort every 10 years, and if you can't pass that, you have to go in and take a driving test.
Not a bad suggestion.
Because it's cheap, and it would find, you'd root out the losers on the road.
This would be something, obviously, the legislature would need to do, so you can't necessarily have the troopers can't affect that. But you think the idea has some merit?
Well, I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean, but like you said, the legislatures would have to implement something like that.
And there's a lot of things that the people, you know, ask of the troopers or ask of law enforcement that really is beyond them. They're there to enforce the laws. The laws are made by citizen legislators that go to Bismarck for 80 days every other year.
And, well, five minutes before this incident, somebody was driving on the bike trail down by Island Park.
Ouch. Christian, thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. All right, a couple more texts here from listeners, and we'll get back to some more calls, trying to get everybody in here. Let's see here. A lot of burger suggestions in the middle here. Can drivers smoke in commercial vehicles? Commercial vehicle drivers have been forbidden from smoking in their cabs since the ban on smoking in public places, including the workplace, came into force more than a decade ago. The only time you can smoke in a CDL vehicle is if you own your vehicle you're smoking in. Whose job is it to enforce that, though?
That wouldn't be the highway patrols or any law enforcement that I know of. I mean, the only time I know that you're prohibited for smoking in a vehicle is if you're hauling some type of hazardous material that is flammable.
Dean and Bismarck. Go ahead. Wait, I just started.
I don't know how the no smoking law reads as far as buildings in North Dakota. I mean, I've never personally enforced that.
Texter says the roads are for cars, not bicycles. This, again, is something that, whether you agreed or disagreed with that statement, is not something the Highway Patrol can affect, right? Those are laws. Yeah, exactly. So just keep that in mind with your questions. Dean and Bismarck, go ahead for the troopers. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Trooper Talk 367-2054 to text your questions in, 226-8503. Either one of those will work to text in. Otherwise, call us at 258-0550 for our final minutes with the troopers. Go ahead, Dean.
Well, first, I'd like to thank these troopers for keeping us safe out there and getting the dummies off the road. Because I come up to mine two times a day. I'm a professional driver. As far as the smoking, that's company policies. And hazmat, you have to be over 25 feet away from a loaded hazmat load. I do believe it's 25, 50 feet. My question is, why don't they enforce tailgating, following distance, and stopping distance at stoplights? Because I ride a motorcycle, and that is one of my biggest pet peeves when I'm filling the engine heat right on my backside.
Correct. That is an issue following too close. You know, especially now these days with individuals that are maybe distracted by their phones or whatever inside their vehicle. Your following distance is a huge issue.
I notice it a lot on the interstate, 94 or 29, from people that are, you know, somebody's going too slow in the driving lane, the passing lane, which happens far too often. And then you get a stack of cars waiting to go by that are like, you know, reach out and touch each other close. If you guys see something like that, is that an offense worthy of pulling somebody over or a ticket?
Yeah, following too close definitely can be enforced. It's just we have to be in the right place at the right time to see that and make that judgment call.
Yeah, I always just hold my breath the whole time because it would just take, as you say, one little thing or somebody distracted or whatever to cause quite a horrible situation there, no doubt about it. Passing on one end and then a caravan of cars. All right, short break, back with our final segment next. For the troopers, questions welcome, 258-0550.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off-sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Just a few straggling brand new 2018 still out there. And oh, by the way, join me on the 14th on Flag Day. Jim the Flagpole Guy and the inaugural raising of the flag for the first time on Flag Day on June 14th. Live during What's in Your Mind. Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac on the Strip and Mandan.
We planned that. Yeah, we planned that. Yeah. So Todd could be out there
awesome.
Actually. Yeah. Hike that flag up. It'll be great. Give it a little play-by-play. Exactly. Everybody loves a parade, right? Who doesn't love a parade? Well, the Firefighters Association is hosting a parade and their annual convention in Watford City coming up. end of the weekend here. Hundreds of firefighters from out the state will be there for their North Dakota Firefighter Association annual convention, May 30th through June 1st at the Rough Rider Center. Great place to have a convention, by the way. Meetings, fabulous place. Included in the convention, a parade for the public. That's going to be this Friday at 4 p.m. This Friday, 4 p.m. in Watford City. So that should be a lot of fun. Mark that on your calendar. Not only a parade with a whole bunch of fire trucks. That's the best. Texture says Grumpy Burger, Pollock, South Dakota. There's your best burger. Well, they need a better name, though. I want a Happy Burger, not a Grumpy Burger. But text says Mix Office in Morehead may have something to do with the 30-cent taps. That's the best burger. Another texter says, a hamburger from the cattle raised by my neighbor, cooked on my grill in my backyard. Hands down the best. See, I love that. I love that. Best excuses to speed. My wife ran off with a highway patrolman, and I thought you were bringing her back. Oh, my gosh. There's our joke. We had to get one joke in before the end of Trooper Talk, guys. There it is for you. Yeah. Best excuse to speed. My wife ran off with a highway patrolman, and I thought you were bringing her back. Oh, boy. All right. Steve, raise the level of the dialogue here a little bit for us, would you? In Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind for our guests. Steve, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Steve. Now we can hear you. Go ahead for the troopers.
I want to put weight. Does a roustabout truck or a welder's truck require a commercial driver's license before hiring? Is that even enforced in North Dakota?
So you're asking what weight a vehicle needs to
be? Yes, a commercial driver's license.
When we look at commercial driver's license, we look at the gross vehicle weight rating sticker on the side of the vehicle. So if the vehicle you're driving plus the trailer you're towing is over 26,001 pounds, then you would need a Class A CDL.
Okay, so it's just shy of 26,000 pounds, or up to, not to exceed.
Yep, not to exceed 26,001 pounds. And that
so even if they're being paid to drive, you know, to and from the site and everything, that doesn't make it for hire. I mean, it doesn't make it commercial use.
That doesn't require them to have a CDL CDL for that vehicle. Okay. So unless they're hauling some gas or something.
Right. So they don't go through the scale house. They don't they're exempt from hours of service. And everything that goes with commercially driving.
Now, if they stay within the state, if they stay interstate, don't travel across state borders, then they wouldn't be or fall under that category. But if the driver crosses state lines and for business purposes and the vehicle's over 10,001 pounds, then they would fall under a commercial motor vehicle. They still wouldn't need a CDL. But they would still need to ensure that they have logbooks and things like that.
So federally, it's a 10,000 pounds, but in state, it's 26,000 pounds.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Very helpful.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, you bet. Appreciate the call. 258-0550. Texter says, what about enforcing the slower traffic keep right law? Is that enforced?
I know that law is on the books, so, you know, that you can't travel in the inside lane unless you're going, you know, the speed limit. I personally haven't stopped that one. I've had a few people call in and complain about it, but I haven't seen it out on the roadway myself.
All right. Let's see here. We have a few more calls rolling in, but we're just about out of time, so I got to do this quickly. I'm going to just try and take these as quick as I can. We literally have a minute left. Go ahead for the troopers. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Ed in Dickinson.
Hey, Ed, go ahead.
If a person stops before the limit line and waits for the yellow light and then they enter the intersection, isn't that, that's not legal, right? I mean, you should get a ticket for that, right?
I think some jurisdictions have interpreted this differently. I guess normally for me to enforce that, the individual has to be within the intersection when the light turns red.
Okay, if they're in the intersection and it's yellow, not a problem. But if they stop before while it's yellow,
before the limit line.
So if they stop before the limit line?
Right. And wait for it to go yellow, and then after it goes, after it's, okay, before it goes red, and then they enter intersection.
If they enter the intersection anytime it's red, that's a violation.
Right. Okay, so that means if they're stopped before the limit line on the yellow and then go through it, that's a infraction. Okay.
All right, thanks for the call. Troopers, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much. Folks, we love doing Trooper Talk. They'll be back. And we're going to go to Wilton for the best burger. There's overwhelming, you know, consensus here about Wilton, but a lot of great burgers. I'll put them all up on Facebook. Todd will share it, too, and, you know, good eating. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mocker-Braddock. As farmers prepare for another growing season, give your diesel some thought with a few helpful tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria, fungus, and icing in cold temperatures. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep caps tight and regularly check for leaks. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degeneration. Second, take advantage of biodiesel, made from soybeans and other plant oils. It provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends from up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend on your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.